City and Guilds Qualifications. International ESOL Access Level. New 2010 CEFR Aligned Practice Paper 2. Part 1. Part 1. You're going to hear 7 sentences twice. Match what you hear with one of the answers. Put a circle round the letter of the correct answer. Now look at the example. You hear, "It's a square black table. It's a square black table." The answer is A. Ready? Number 1. Number 1.
The boy is sitting next to the television. The boy is sitting next to the television.
Number 2. Number 2.
She's wearing a long white skirt. She's wearing a long white skirt.
Number 3. Number 3.
That's £70.17. That's £70.17.
Number 4. Number 4.
I really like the big square window. I really like the big square window.
Number 5. Number 5.
The post office is the third building on the right. The post office is the third building on the right.
Number 6. Number 6.
His name's Mr. Pollard. That's P. O L L A R D. His name's Mr. Pollard. That's P O L L A R D.
Number 7. Number 7.
Let's meet at 6:45. Let's meet at 6:45.
That is the end of part 1. Part 2. Part 2. You're going to hear 7 sentences twice. Choose the best reply to each sentence. Put a circle round the letter of the best reply. Now, look at the example. You hear, "Who's coming tonight? Who's coming tonight?" The best reply is B. Ready? Number one. Number one.
Is that Graham? Is that Graham?
Number two. Number two.
Is it the big brown bag? Is it the big brown bag?
Number three. Number three.
I didn't break the glass. I didn't break the glass.
Number four. Number four.
I'm sure it's the same. I'm sure it's the same.
Number five. Number five.
That's very kind of you. That's very kind of you.
Number six. Number six.
I can give you that. I can give you that.
Number seven. Number seven.
Can I call you back later? Can I call you back later?
That is the end of part two. Part three. Part three. You're going to hear five short conversations. Listen to the conversations and choose the best answer to complete the sentence. Put a circle round the letter of the correct answer. You hear each conversation twice. Look at the sentences for conversation one. Conversation 1.
Do you want any more?
No, thanks. I'm full.
Did you like it?
Delicious. As good as any restaurant.
Well, I enjoy cooking.
You're certainly very good at it.
Right. Now for dessert. Do you want any more?
No, thanks. I'm full.
Did you like it?
Delicious. As good as any restaurant.
Well, I enjoy cooking.
You're certainly very good at it.
Right. Now for dessert.
Now look at the sentences for conversation two. Conversation 2.
Excuse me, is this your umbrella?
Oh, yes. Where was it?
You left it in the cafe.
Well, thanks very much. How did you know it was mine?
You were at the next table to me. Excuse me, is this your umbrella?
Oh, yes. Where was it?
You left it in the cafe.
Well, thanks very much. How did you know it was mine?
You were at the next table to me.
Now look at the sentences for conversation three. Conversation three.
How nice to see you.
Yes, it's good to see you too.
What are you doing tomorrow? Do you want to go out?
I'm afraid I can't tomorrow. I'm very busy.
Oh, perhaps another time.
Yes. Perhaps.
How nice to see you.
Yes, it's good to see you too.
What are you doing tomorrow? Do you want to go out?
I'm afraid I can't tomorrow. I'm very busy.
Oh, perhaps another time.
Yes, perhaps.
Now look at the sentences for conversation four. Conversation four.
You're late again.
I'm sorry.
That's three times this week.
I promise to come on time tomorrow.
You say the same thing every time. It's really too much. You're late again.
I'm sorry.
That's three times this week.
I promise to come on time tomorrow.
You say the same thing every time. It's really too much.
Now look at the sentences for conversation five. Conversation 5.
Now, you know we have a lot to do.
Yes, of course.
But we must all work hard.
Yes, we know, Mark. We can all help you.
That's great. So, let's get to work. Now, you know we have a lot to do.
Yes, of course.
But we must all work hard.
Yes, we know, Mark. We can all help you.
That's great. So, let's get to work.
That is the end of part three. Part 4. Listen to the answer phone message and complete the information. Write short answers, 1 to 3 words. First, look at the message pad. The first one is an example. You hear the message twice.
Hello, Mr. Francis. It's Edward from the antiques shop. I think we've got what you're looking for. A beautiful table came in today. It's really old, about 125 years. It's very heavy wood. It came from an old farmhouse and needs a good clean because it's really dirty. It's quite big, and there are 8 chairs with it. So it's ideal for your family, because you can all sit down and eat together. I'm sure you're going to love the price, too. Hello, Mr. Francis. It's Edward from the antiques shop. I think we've got what you're looking for. A beautiful table came in today. It's really old, about 125 years. It's very heavy wood. It came from an old farmhouse and needs a good clean because it's really dirty. It's quite big, and there are 8 chairs with it. So it's ideal for your family, because you can all sit down and eat together. I'm sure you're going to love the price, too.
That is the end of part 4. You now have 1 hour and 40 minutes to complete the rest of the paper.